Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This morning, we're going to have an opportunity to let somebody kind of demonstrate where their heart is. You know, we have different ministries within the church, and God burdens all of our hearts differently, and some of them are more visible than others, and none of them are better than any other one. It's just different in what the Lord burdens our hearts with and asks us to do. So today we've got an opportunity to hear from Miss Diane and something that the Lord has put on her heart and that she's done for a lot of years now, and so have an opportunity for her to share with us just where her heart is.
Okay, so if you've been going here for any length of time, i.e. you were here for last year's Valentine's, then I have a rhetorical question. And does anybody know about the candy box in the back? Have you ever bought a piece of candy from the candy box? That is not for a sugar rush. Okay, on each of the pieces of candy is a sticker that encourages us to pray for the missionaries that our church, Family Bible Church, supports. And we minister with Family Bible Church in India with the family of Robinson and Molly and their son Kevin. And Robinson teaches other men and women to share the gospel in their own villages, and sometimes they're very remote villages. And two of these young men's names are Amar and Javon Jehote. We also support a young lady named Danae in Africa. And 3 John verses 5 through 8 tells us that we're actually fellow partakers with them in their ministry when we support them. And it's not as easy to share the gospel in other countries as it is here in America. And the ones that we support sometimes face very harsh opposition. So please pray for them. So even more so than the donation that you put in the box for the piece of candy you take, it is important that you be praying for the little sticker is that's on there. And if you have a young child that doesn't read, read it to them and then pray with them, teaching them to pray for the missionaries. But the candy, of course, is twofold. First, the money goes to the missionaries in their home countries, and then also the opportunity to pray for them. And then secondly, I love February because it gives our church body the opportunity to minister to one another while also supporting these men and women in their endeavor to share the gospel. So during all of February, you may sign up to send scripture-based Valentines to the members of our congregation. And all the money that the Lord lays on your heart will be given to our missionaries. Now, I don't want y'all to feel pressure to do this just because it's February and because other people are doing it, because 2 Corinthians 9:7 tells us that God loves a cheerful giver. So don't give grudgingly or being forced, well, so-and-so did it and I'll look bad, because nobody's going to know whether or not you put a tag in there. There are little pieces of paper in the back, and each year I learn a little bit more and get a little bit more insight as to what would help you to do this. There's a place for your name and then who you want to give to. Some of the young children, they want to give to their best friend, and so they put their best friend's name there. And then put a scripture reference that you want on the Valentine card. And most of us put everyone, and that's another reason that I love these Valentines is, first, we've got a lot of new people, and I get to learn how to spell their names. I get to go and meet them, and I encourage you, how can I give to everyone? I don't even know that person. Great. When you get a card from someone that you don't know, endeavor to find out who that person is. Now, I realize that some people run out right after church, but if we make a concerted effort to try and get to know one another, there's so many scriptures that we can put on these cards. Some of my favorites is Romans 12:10. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. And then also John 13:35, by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And what's going to happen in next week starts February. Me and my Sunday school class are going to be running around the church trying to find you. I don't know who Miss Lori is. Okay, the one with the red hair right there. And then they're going to run up and they're going to give you Valentine's, and they'll have a bag of candy. It's up to you whether you want to take a piece of candy or not. I'll tell you, the children love it. So these little tags are right at the back, and there's a Valentine pink bag You're just going to fold it up after you put your information on there and put it in the bag. And then me and a few of the ladies, we feverishly work at my house to put these together for you. And it really is a wonderful time to actually show our love for Christ and for our brethren. And at the same time, we are going to have money for our missionaries. Please don't come and ask me how much a Valentine costs. It doesn't cost anything. It is whatever the Lord is burdening your heart for. So you can make a check or in an envelope if you're going to put money, and please just put Missions Valentines, you know, on your little tagline or on the envelope. And I think that's it. So I'm looking forward to February, and you might not get it this week, and that's fine. We're going to do it every week in February, so you have plenty of time to show our love and minister to our brethren in this way. Thank you.
One question before you leave.
Okay.
There may be some people that have never been involved in this, and you talk about working feverishly. If some have on their heart to aid, are you open to that?
Absolutely. You can come and ask me, like, how can I help? Because people have already done that, and I try and be ready with an answer. So I'm like, yes, we need this kind of candy, and it just comes flooding in. So yes, absolutely. Any way that you want to help with this, please come and see me. And some of you, if you're, you know, not crafty, but you can cut paper or you can write, we might employ you at my house and we'll just write names. So yeah, there's lots of different ways that they can help with this.
And it's another great way for connectivity to build within the body, because we do have a lot of new people that are in the body, and opportunity to get to know them. I don't know who this person is as you're talking about them. So just a way to tie families and people together. So.
And just for my own self, if I spell your name wrong, please correct me. Otherwise, for the rest of your life, I am going to spell your name wrong, okay? So, oh, she forgot the other D. Let me know. I really would like to know how to spell your name correctly, okay? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate her enthusiasm for the ministry. And just to remember that, you know, Scripture tells us to love in deed and truth. Not just make it something that we say, but actually to do it in deed and truth. So if you have it on your heart to get involved, whether it's with Diane in this ministry or one of the other ministries, then we always welcome people, new people getting involved to whatever degree that that you would like to do that. So let's pray. Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we do thank you for this body. We thank you for the love that you demonstrate to us. We thank you that you've assembled us from literally all over the world to be here right now in this place. And we know, Lord, you've done that for a reason. You've done it so that we will be drawn closer to you. And we thank you for the love that you've shown us in doing that. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the truth in your word. We thank you for your desire to have a relationship with us. And again, we just thank you for this family you've brought us into. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.